Around the foss these go by thousands, aiming shafts at whatsoever spirit dares emerge from out the blood more than his guilt allows. We to those beasts that rapid strode along drew near, when Chiron took an arrow forth, and with the notch pushed back his shaggy beard to the cheekbone, then his great mouth to view exposing to his fellows, thus exclaimed, "Are ye aware that he who comes behind moves what he touches? The feet of the dead are not so wont." My trusty guide, who now stood near his breast, where the two natures joined, thus made reply, "He is indeed alive, and solitary so must needs by me be shown the gloomy veil, thereto induced by strict necessity, not by delight." She left her joyful harpings in the sky, who this new office to my care consigned. "He is no robber, no dark spirit I, but by that virtue which empowers my step to tread so wild a path, grant us, I pray, one of thy band, whom we may trust secure, who to the ford may lead us, and convey across him mounted on his back, for he is not a spirit that may walk the air." Then on his right breast turning, Chiron thus to Nessus spake, "Return, and be their guide, and if ye chance to cross another troop, command them keep aloof." Onward we moved, the faithful escort by our side, along the border of the crimson seething flood, whence from those steeped within loud shrieks arose. Some there I marked, as high as to their brow immersed, of whom the mighty centaur thus, "These are the souls of tyrants who were given to blood and rapine. Here they wail aloud their merciless wrongs. Here Alexander dwells and Dionysius fell, who many a year of woe wrought for fair Sicily. That brow whereon the hair so jetty clustering hangs is Asolino, that with flaxen locks Obizo of Este, in the world destroyed by his foul stepson." To the bard revered I turned me round, and thus he spake, "Let him be to thee now first leader, me but next to him in rank." Then further on a space the centaur paused near some who at the throat were extant from the wave, and showing us a spirit by itself apart retired, exclaimed, "He in God's bosom smote the heart which yet is honoured on the bank of Thames." A race I next espied who held the head, and even all the bust above the stream. Midst these I many a face remembered well, thus shallow more and more the blood became, so that at last it but imbrued the feet, and there our passage lay athwart the foss. "As ever on this side the boiling wave thou seest diminishing," the centaur said, "so on the other, be thou well assured, it lower still and lower sinks its bed, till in that part it reuniting join, where 'tis the lot of tyranny to mourn. There heaven's stern justice lays chastising hand on Attila, who was the scourge of earth, on Sextus and on Pyrrhus, and extracts tears."